In late January 2002, Main Menu reported on the sad death of David Costachan of Synthavoice, a Canadian company who developed Window Bridge, probably the first Windows screen reader, the product which led the way in the screen reading industry. At this year's ACB convention in Birmingham, Alabama, during the Blind Information Technology Specialist Showcase, those in attendance heard the following exciting announcement.
My name is Travis Siegel, and few folks who know who I am, but not many. I would like to make an announcement about Window Bridge is now being supported again. Not sure how many of you folks have used it before or if at all.
11 years ago.
Yes, many years ago. But yes, it was the first Windows screen reader, actually. Yes, and what had happened to make the thing go belly up on us was that the actual programmer, I guess David Costachan, died a couple of years ago, and the product was kind of left without any support, without any direction or anything like that. And I've spent the last year and a half kind of negotiating with David's brother, Glenn. And I finally managed to procure the source code. It arrived last Wednesday, as a matter of fact. I haven't had a chance to do anything with it yet, but I do plan to. First things first, of course, I got to make sure everything works. Second thing is to produce an XP version. So that will be coming. That's going to be a top priority. Hoping to have it out before the end of the year. I still have plenty of copies of the existing ones. If you're not using XP, if you have 95, 98, or 2000 or ME, it'll work with that. There's a few copies left of the shrink-wrapped originals, so those are available for sale if needed. There is a mailing list. There's also a website. You can go to windowbridge.ws for website, or you can use .net or .org. .com was taken. I couldn't use that. But there is a mailing list. There's also a there's going to be a support form as far as where you can submit bug reports, so that some of the things that didn't get fixed, maybe I missed them in the mailing list. I have a complete archive of the old mailing list that I'm going to go through and pull out anything that looks like a bug that needs fixed and that sort of thing. So hoping to do real well with this. I'm hoping to get something out by the end of the year that's going to put us back in the running as a screen reader. I'm going to need lots of beta testers, especially for XP. So if you want to do that, go to the website. Again, it's windowbridge.ws. And email support at windowbridge.ws and just tell me that you were here at the conference and that you want to beta test it. I'm also going to need folks who have different Braille displays and speech synthesizers and things, because obviously I don't have them. Now, the thing is, I'm not trying... it will compete with JAWS and WindowEyes, but that's not my primary intent. My primary purpose here is to bring... choice back into the market. Right now, there isn't much of a choice. Generally, the rehab folks, either you get JAWS or you get WindowEyes, and that's all you have. You don't even get to pick most of the time. I'm hoping that Window Bridge can at least offer another possibility. I'm not targeting people that already have screen readers, although I wouldn't object if they want to join up. But my primary intent is just to offer an alternative to the existing screen readers. So,
good to have you back.
Glad to be back. I'm certainly glad that this worked out.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much. Yes, I'm sorry.
At this stage, is there anything you can identify that Window Bridge does that the others don't do?
Okay, the question was at this point, is there anything I can identify that Window Bridge does that the other screen readers don't? Unfortunately, I was never a registered user of Window Bridge.
The one thing that it did do was it was seamless between Windows and DOS.
Yes, it was.
Back and forth.
Absolutely.
Completely back and forth.
And one of the things that I also plan to do to make it easier for other screen readers to do is Window Bridge has complete macro control over the keys and what gets assigned to where. Oftentimes, a big complaint I hear from people is that I don't want to learn another screen reader's key combinations. So the first thing I plan to do is to create keyboard macros that emulate JAWS keystrokes and emulate WindowEyes keystrokes, so you don't have to learn a new screen reader.
Okay.
So
That's cool.
Absolutely. Any more questions?
No?
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.